it's taken a long time to get someone in place to do the probate work who actually had enough experience with an unusual case like this. I mean, a declaration of death is not an easy matter. Many times they're more apt to be used when someone was involved perhaps in a drowning that where it was witnessed, or maybe a plane crash where bodies were not recovered, that kind of a thing. But of course, it was neither of those. But as time has moved on and there's a huge amount of evidence that she is not gone anywhere, and it becomes very apparent, as I know you've certainly seen me speak of before, that I believe she's deceased. I believe her body has probably been destroyed. So at that point, you have to do a declaration of death to move forward with a number of other issues.